pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs' free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And finally, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network also on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. They can also follow them at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. The reasons are threefold. First of all, that's where I post my sports and betting opinions. Second of all, that's where I post free plays coming off a winning free play yesterday in the Europa League, as Marseille and Villarreal went over 2.5 goals before half-time. And that was largely in part to Marseille, who scored all of those goals. So we're coming off a one-unit winning free play. The final reason is because over at LockBettingX, that's where I post my monthly P&L, my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. And all of those spreadsheets add up to 129 months in a row of transparent and track profit. That means for a decade plus 9 extra months, I've been undefeated every single month in sports betting. Have I had losing days? Yes. Have I had losing weeks? Yes. But I've never lost for that 30 to 31 day period every single month for 129 straight months. I have delivered a winning month in sports betting, and I'm looking for month number 130 here in March. When you look through my spreadsheets, you'll see that we sensibly manage a bankroll. I've not done this by chasing losing plays with bigger stakes. So, for example, a one-unit loser won't be chased with a two-unit play. You'll rarely find two-unit plays on there. My units are usually half-unit or one-unit. Nothing like you see on gambling Twitter. So no 5-unit, 10-unit or 20-unit plays. We don't disguise them as 5-star, 10-star or 20-star plays. Nothing there called a whale play, a max whale play. No max plays at all. No play of the week, play of the century, play of the millennium. Whatever you see, we don't do any of that stuff. We just manage a bankroll sensibly, and it's led to a profit every single month, making betting more accessible for anybody with a disposable income. That also makes betting more fun because winning is more fun than losing. If you want more information, then you can shoot me a DM at the X account at LockBangX. My DMs are always open. So let's move on with this edition of Scommessa Italia. We were absolutely flying on this show. We had a 10-1-1 lock run, and we have now lost our last three locks, largely due to a team called Bologna, who suddenly are able to pick up wins on the road. So they had a very, very skewed record where they were just incredible at home, the best home team in all of Italy. And their away record was what looked like stopping them from qualifying from the Champions League. They've now gone and won away to Lazio. And what's even more impressive is last weekend they won away to Atalanta, who are riding a 8-match winning streak at home. So Bologna now look like serious, serious contenders for the Champions League as they go into this weekend. 4 points clear of AS Roma, who are on their own incredible run under Daniele De Rossi. They are in fifth position, but 4 points behind Bologna. But Bologna this weekend will be at home to Inter Milan. So there is work to do for the likes of Atalanta and Napoli if they want to get back into the Champions League race. But Napoli, nobody was talking about them. They've changed managers constantly this season because they are making a woeful defence of the Serie A crown that they absolutely romped to last season. But they have shown signs of life. Regretfully, I did not take Napoli as the lock last weekend. It was a play over on lock betting, so my clients did cash with Napoli on the money line last weekend, as it does seem like they've turned the corner. Now, we are going to go against the conventional way this show has done due to time constraints, because we are recording this on Friday, and my lock for this week's show will be on Friday. So we're not going to give you the lock at the end of the show. We are going to give it to you here in the middle of the show, as it does come from this Friday game, which features Napoli at home to Torino, where Napoli here coming to this game as the 4-5 minus 125 favourite. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Torino. You can probably guess the direction that I'm going in, as I do believe that Napoli have turned the corner. They are yet to lose under Francesco Calzona, beating Juventus, drawing with Barcelona. And that run to me alone suggests that they should be too strong for Torino, who don't travel well and come into this game with just one win out of their last 8 away games. And they've also lost 5 of their last 6 head-to-head meetings here with this Napoli team. Napoli looked dead and buried when it came to even finishing in the Champions League positions, but suddenly they have life. And given that they are playing an opponent who've only won 1 of the last 8 away games, failing to score on 4 occasions during that run, and whilst Napoli have beaten them in 5 of the last 6 head-to-head meetings, I like Napoli to continue this winning run here. We're going to take Napoli on the money line. This is going to be one of the rare instances where I give you the lock 8 minutes into a show, but that's what we are doing here for this week. Napoli will be the lock. Napoli on the money line is your lock for this show, and we will take it here at the price of 4-5 minus 125. So I'm hoping that people have listened to the show early enough as soon as it goes up. And if you haven't, that is only more incentive to make sure that you are subscribed to the Soccer Gambling Podcast feed. Before we move on to the remaining games, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys once again about Cut. For those of you that don't know, Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com, and that's spelled K-U-T-T, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, and it's the fastest growing fantasy app in the entire industry. Sign up today and use the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply, and if you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. That's if you're concerned of your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Up next, we move across to Saturday, where we're going to cover a couple of games on the Saturday slate. We start with a game here between Bologna and Inter Milan, where Bologna are a 13-5 underdog. It's 12-5 on the draw, and Inter here are the even money favourites. Bologna are coming home where they've had their best results this season, but they have upset the apple cart with their away results. And when I say apple cart, I mean us, as our lot record has been seriously dented by what Bologna have done on the road. Do we dare take them at home here against the runaway machine that has been Inter Milan? I'm not comfortable taking them here on the money line necessarily, but I will take Bologna to avoid a defeat. Now, this isn't a play solely on Bologna, because that would be crazy, as Inter Milan have been a runaway train. But Inter Milan have been a runaway train by consistently picking the same group of players who have shown that they gel together very well and have been taking the teams in Italy to pieces. Now, I believe that we will not see five or six of those players starting this game. I believe with Inter Milan currently having an overwhelming lead at the top of the table of 15 points, so very similar to Napoli last season, with 11 games to go, they have a 15-point lead. I believe the likes of Lautaro Martinez and Barella will not step foot on this pitch, along with other top names in this Inter Milan team, as they prioritise their second leg against Atletico Madrid. And that tie is far from in hand. Inter Milan may have a 1-0 lead going into the second leg, but we all know, or we should know, the Wanda is a very, very difficult place to go to. Until recently, Atletico Madrid were undefeated there for an entire year. So Inter Milan will certainly have their work cut out. And therefore, I genuinely believe this game will not be a priority. Inter Milan will definitely have their eye on that return clash. Bologna come into this one having won their last six Serie A matches, including tough away trips to Lazio and Atalanta, as we know. They have one of the best home records in the division, and they also fought back from 2-0 down to draw with Inter in October. And they also knocked Inter out of the Coppa Italia in December. So Inter Milan come up against a bogey team here, and a team where I believe, for a match, I believe, where they will rest a number of key players. So give me Bologna to avoid a defeat here. Bologna in the double chance market offers up some significant value at 4-5 minus 125. And that's why we're going to take it here for our selection here in this one. Up next, we move on to the late game on Saturday as Genoa will be hosting Monza. Genoa here are the 23-20 favourites. It's 11-5 on the draw, and Monza travel to Genoa as a 13-5 underdog. Monza, you really don't know what you're going to get with them. Are you going to get a defensive team who make themselves difficult to beat? Or are you going to get the team who dismantled AC Milan at home? The data tells me that we should go for the under here, which is available at 4-6 minus 150. It is a bit of juice, but there is strong data to support it, as fewer than three goals have been scored in seven of Genoa's last 10 home games and also in six of Monza's last 10 away games. Genoa have also drawn four of their last seven home games, while Monza have drawn three of their last seven away. So there could be some value on the draw here as well, which is individually priced up at 11-5. I'm going to lean towards the under, but I would not dissuade you from taking a sprinkle on the draw at over 2-1 plus 200. Before we move on to Sunday selected games, let me take this quick pause to tell you about Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you'll get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Now, it's very important to note, tiebreakers are determined by those who enter first, so make sure that you register immediately so you don't miss out and give yourself the best chance to win. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Up next, we move across to Sunday, where we're going to be looking at three games on the Sunday slate out of the four being played. We start with a game between AC Milan and Empoli, where Milan are the 1-2 home favourites. It's 15-4 on the draw, and Empoli here are the 6-1 underdogs. This should be a routine victory for AC Milan. AC Milan may be looking ahead to the Europa League tie, but I do believe the 4-2 win over Prague will be enough to see them through to the quarterfinals of a competition where they are a real threat to win it. I think over 2.5 goals is a decent add-on here to get you away from the 1-2 minus 200 line. Milan have seen six of their last eight home games contain three goals or more, and they've scored 19 goals themselves during that period. As for Empoli, they've seen three plus goals netted in three of their last four away fixtures. So I believe it is a safe add-on, and it does improve the price considerably. Obviously, we can just take Milan at 1-2 minus 200, as that does fall within the worst price that we can take, and it is a self-imposed rule. But I do like the jump up of 6-5 plus 120 by adding over 2.5 goals to your selection. Up next, we move on to the game here between Juventus and Atalanta. This has big Champions League implications. Juve do need a result, as they have slipped considerably at the moment. They were once neck and neck with Inter, but we now know there's a huge gap between the two teams. They come into this one as the 5-4 favourites, 23-10 on the draw, and it's 11-5 on Atalanta, who are looking to bounce back from their shock win last weekend at home to Bologna. Difficult to know how this one will go. Juve should still be safe in the top four, and Atalanta probably need the win more. The safest way I'd go with this one is to take both teams to score, and it's available at a side price of 10 to 11 minus 110. BTTS has cashed in Juve's last three Serie A matches and also in five of Atalanta's last six away contests. Juve's defence has recently been shredded by the likes of Frosinone and Verona and does not look like the same team that was competing with Inter at the start of the season. So I definitely believe Atalanta's strike force should be able to get some joy and make a contribution towards the scoring. Also, both teams have scored in five of Atalanta's last six away games, as I've mentioned. So I do believe there is some strong value on taking BTTS at 10 to 11 minus 110 here for this one. The final game also has Champions League implications as Roma travel to Fiorentina. And both teams cannot be separated as the moneyline price is 8-5 on both of them, with the draw being offered up at a price of 23-10. De Rossi has done an incredible job here with Roma, and I'm happy to take him here, happy to take Roma to win this game, even though they just played in Europa League, but they'll be bolstered by the result as they absolutely shredded Brighton. We'll take them here in the draw no bet market. So obviously this pushes if it's a draw, and you only lose if Fiorentina win the game. Fiorentina are probably focusing on cups now, as they are too far away from the Champions League places. Plus, they are also coming back from a draining contest and trip against Maccabi Haifa. And I think that they'll be a little bit more off the pace than Roma, who obviously stayed in Italy. Roma are in solid form, winning six of their last seven Serie A matches, and that includes three on the road. They've won their last three on the road, which was not happening under Mourinho. So suddenly, this managerial change looks to be vindicated. It wasn't initially, well, it was because they won their first three games, but it was against weaker opponents. And ultimately, their first test against Inter, they failed, they lost. But since then, De Rossi has done more than beat what's in front of him. He's had some very impressive wins, and they come into this one off what was probably the most absolutely dismantling a Premier League team like Brighton by 4-0 at home. I like Roma to ride that momentum into this one, and we'll take them as a pick here in the draw no bet market. If you shop around at some places, Fiorentina are favourites, and therefore you can get Roma in the draw no bet market at the price of even money plus 100. That concludes this edition of Scamessa Italia. If you are someone who's fast forwarded to the end and you can't find the lock, that's because we did something unusual. We gave it out in the middle of the show, or to be more specific, at the 8-minute mark. But I'll be nice. I'll give it to you again. We're taking Napoli on the money line to pick up the win in the Friday night game at home to Torino. And we take it at the price of 4-5 minus 125. That's it for me and this edition of Scamessa Italia. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.